Great information from Dr. Ted Brower. We're going to take your calls with him when we come back. Wow, all the lines are already full. We'll come back and get those calls in just a second. Dr. Ted Brower with us. His book, Breakthrough Health, his website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. We'll give out a toll-free number again this hour, so make sure you're ready to write that down. Ted, one of the reasons I think some of these manufacturers who put this junk in our food sources, they might be afraid of liability. If they came out today and said, okay, we're going to stop putting aspartame and stuff, don't you think they'd be afraid that the next question would be, why have you been doing it and why did you decide to take it out? Is there something wrong with it?
You know, it's interesting you would ask that, George. You know, years ago, there was on Oreo cookies. Remember, they filed a lawsuit on Oreo cookies because of the hydrogenated oils and the cream in the middle.
Exactly.
And basically, the manufacturer immediately removed it, and they dropped the lawsuit. You know, we live in such a litigious society right now as far as lawsuits and health problems and all the different things that are going on. Look at the asbestos ads on TV. I think you're probably right. I think a lot of the manufacturers realize that they've messed up. They know they've messed up. They know that basically there's a lot of chemicals and compounds that they've approved that are toxic, that are poisoning and killing people. But if they come out and say, this kills you, we can't give it to you anymore.
That's right.
They're going to have a massive, massive blowback from it. And so you're probably right. I hadn't really thought about that, but you're probably right. That's probably one of the reasons. But as consumers, we all need to realize that we need to do that and basically start looking at the labels and stay healthy. And oh, by the way, the guys that are calling the office right now, you got a really loyal audience, George. And
passion. They're as passionate as you are with what you do.
Well, my green tea is starting to wear off now, so I'm going to ratchet it down. but the reality is, if you don't feel strong for what you do, if you don't believe in what you do, then do something else. That's what we always tell people. But thank you for all the folks calling the office and going to the bodybyted.com website. It's back up again. You guys keep crashing it.
Oh, they'll keep slamming it all night. Trust
well,
me.
Well, I appreciate it. And, of course, if that's down, you can always go to Amazon and get the Breakthrough Health book there. But the reality is this, and it's like I mentioned earlier, and I'm going to slow it way down now. My publicist called up and said, hey, Ted, this is a late-night show. You know, you've got to calm down a little bit. I said, okay, I'll calm down. So forgive me if I've offended anybody. But the reality is this. If we don't start taking a stand for what we believe, if we don't start standing up for what we believe in, then we're going to go down a slippery slope of tyranny in our United States, and we're going to continue to lead the world when it comes to diseases. And so what we have to understand is if we keep doing what we've done to get to where we are, we're not going to get any different results. And that's the whole purpose of the book, Breakthrough Health, is to teach people the right way to eat, the right way of looking at things, and to look at things from a concrete, objective standpoint. You know, Maslow, one of the top psychologists of all time, had basically a hierarchy of needs. One of the things he called his final pinnacle was, you know, basically concrete, rational thought. And a lot of people need to realize that we need to be at some type of concrete, rational thought by the time we're 23, 24, 25 years old, and understand that if we're doing certain things that are causing health problems and causing us to be sick, causing our children to be sick, that it's time to start doing other things. I mean, we've had so many people write us and tell us, I've lost 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 pounds on your program, and I feel great because I stopped doing the things that I finally realized that were killing me. But again, if you don't know something's killing you, George, how are you supposed to stop
it?
I mean, you know what's interesting too? I had another listener call into the office a few minutes ago, and they said, you know what's interesting is it's kind of like this: let he who has eyes to see, let him see, and ears to hear, let him hear. And what's interesting about that is it's so true. I mean, we've got to realize that there are a lot of people out there, they're not going to believe what you and I are talking about tonight. They're not going to believe it. They're going to say, well, I don't buy that. Okay? And that's okay. That's their decision. But they need to look at the facts, and they need to analyze everything for themselves and realize that, hey, what if Ted's right? What if 10% of what we've talked about tonight, I'm right? Okay, I know I'm right on all of it, but let's see if it's 10%. Well, that should precipitate an action in a lot of cases to change. And that's how you need to look at it. Do the research on your own. Start looking at different videos start reading books like Breakthrough Health, and realize that there are alternatives to being sick and tired all the time. But you've got to start making healthier choices in order to do that.
Okay, back to the phones now we go. Philadelphia, Dennis with us. Dennis, you're number one. Go ahead.
Good morning, folks. Yes.
Hi.
You know, when you had mentioned something that I've been thinking about for a while now, and it's really confirming what you're saying. You know, when you look at across the world, all of the economic rebellions that are taking place, except here in the U.S., now people are not marching, demonstrating, and so forth. I think it's because, number one, of all the fluoride that's in the water, that over 400 million prescriptions for psychotropic drugs that have been handed out to people, which they are hooked on, the Ritalin, which is basically synthetic heroin. You have people that are hooked on Oxycontin, Percocets, the Vicodins, and all these pain medications. And when you take into consideration all of the drugs that people are popping in this country, it creates a servile population that is basically, and people are not going to like me saying this, they're like in a zombie-like state, which means they don't question, they don't rebel, you know, they don't fight for their rights, and the government knows this. And when you take into account the alcohol consumption, which basically, again, puts people like in a zombie-like state. So this is really being done on purpose to stem a rebellion, to stem demonstrations, to stem people going out there and fighting for their rights.
Now, your name's Dennis, correct?
Dennis, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, Dennis. You know, Dennis, I can't agree with you more. By the time you add the immunizations in, the statin drugs in, the fluoride in, the chemicals in the food supply, the atmospheric spraying of aluminum that's being absorbed directly into the sinus cavities, right into the olfaction glands, into the brain. It's almost a dumbing down of the United States in which we are basically put into a servile state. So you're absolutely right. I agree with you. I couldn't have said it any more articulately than you did. And I'm glad you were awake, and I'm glad you called in.
When people ask you questions, Ted, about their own personal health, what do you address first? These 10 food items that we talked about earlier?
Well, yes. Most of the time, people have to understand, if the food is causing the sickness and disease, you've got to get rid of the food. If you're eating fructose and you're having liver problems, you know, you've got to get rid of the fructose. If you've got problems with depression and you're not getting enough omega-3 fats in your diet, you've got to start taking omega-3 fats. The food supply has been so adulterized and so chemicalized that in most cases you simply can't get all the nutrients that your body and your brain require by eating, you know, cereal in the morning that's full of GMOs. I mean, it's just not healthy for you. But people don't understand that. They, again, believe that the government would make sure that the food is safe for them to eat. And, again, the food doesn't kill you as soon as you eat it. So they think it's okay, but it's not okay, George, and it's causing all types of horrible, horrible health problems. You know, years ago I wrote a book that's out of print now, and it goes back to what Dennis just said. You got some smart listeners. I like this. We're
the
getting
best.
Kind of phone calls at the office.
The best. But, and let me tell you, if you're not ready, they'll get you.
Well, my green tea's wearing off, so they may get me here in a minute, but I'll do the best I can to stay up with them. But what was interesting is he said something very succinct that I hadn't even mentioned. Tricyclic antidepressants. Years ago, I wrote a book. It's called Maximum Solutions to ADD, Autism, and Learning Disability in Children. Huge book, did really well on sales. And what I did is I actually looked at all of the school shootings that were taking place back in the 90s. And what we found was that in almost every single case, George, in these school shootings, that the children who were doing the shooting and then committing suicide were taking the tricyclic antidepressant drugs like Prozac or Zoloft, combined with a cocktail of Ritalin or Adderall. And what we found was this, that a lot of these kids were committing suicide. And I came out and I made a bold statement in that book, and I said, hey, these drugs are linked to children's suicide, and kids are killing themselves taking these tricyclic antidepressants. And oh my God, you thought I had just, I was just eviscerated, okay, when I started talking like that. And suddenly, a few years later, the manufacturers were forced by the Food and Drug Administration to put a black box warning on these tricyclic antidepressants that they cause children to commit suicide. Ugh. Is that nuts, George? I mean, and think about this. See, everything I've told people for the past 33 years, sooner or later, every single thing that I've come out against and I've been strong against, I've been proven to be right, including the fluoride lowering the IQ scores that was done by Harvard University's proving that.
Next up, first-time caller, Sean in Sanford, Maine. Hi, Sean. Thank you for calling in. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sean.
Hi, I'm a long-time listener.
Thank you.
I know a lot about this stuff, so I'm a first-time caller on any radio show, so I'm a little bit nervous, but I want to touch on a couple things and then ask a question or two, if that's
sure, possible. Okay.
First of all, I watched a video about a year ago for a woman who worked in a health department in the government, said that it might have been the FDA or the NIH that basically declared vitamins as toxins. Is that something you can confirm?
You know, it's interesting you would ask that because, again, we cover this in the book. The United States government, the Food and Drug Administration, is doing everything they possibly can to remove vitamin supplements off the market and make them by prescription only.
Yeah, they want them off. That's right.
It keeps coming back up, and again. And we've had consumer groups all over the country fighting this. And you're absolutely correct. And here's the interesting thing. I've never known of anybody dying of B vitamins or vitamin C. But they want to regulate it and make it prescription only or take it off the market. But yet we have hundreds of thousands of people die every year from prescription drugs, but that's okay. And so, again, if we want to go back to the conspiracy aspect that you began with the show with today, George, you know, why in the world is the government trying to take our rights away to buy natural supplements? We know that vitamin D3 is one of the best things that you can do to prevent the flu and maintain a strong immune system. Why do they want to make that prescription only or pull it off the market and not allow consumers to have access to
control,
it?
Control.
And the first caller, Dennis, when he said that basically we're kept in this state of being servile and basically incompetent because of the Prozac and the Zoloft and the statin drugs and the tricyclic antidepressants and all of these chemicals and the fluoride. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Now they want to take vitamins off the market. Now, I will say one thing about vitamin supplements. This is very important if everybody's listening to me right now. The chemical synthetic vitamin extracts that come out of China are garbage. Don't put them in your body. You don't know what's in them. They could be contaminated with melamine. Make sure you know your source. Make sure it's a pure source. And that's the truth, because chemical vitamins simply, they really don't work. And so when the studies come out and they say these vitamins don't work, they're exactly right. The chemical vitamins that they used don't work. But the reason they're doing those studies and releasing them to the population, because that way they can say when they remove the vitamins off the shelf, like they've already done in Europe, many vitamins are no longer allowed to be sold in Europe, in Germany in particular. Then what ends up happening is they'll say, oh, we're just trying to protect you. We've got your best interest at heart. This B vitamin was bad, bad, bad. This vitamin C, oh, you shouldn't do it. Forget Linus Pauling's work with vitamin C and cancer. Forget all that. Forget he won a Nobel Prize on it. Bad, bad, bad. Don't pretend like that didn't happen. Let's call this obfuscation. We'll call it for what it is, to intentionally hide or to deliberately deceive. Obfuscation is the word for the evening as far as I'm concerned. And that's what's going on with the federal government. Like I said earlier, I believe the feral cats have taken over the federal government. The only thing you can do with feral cats is to relocate them and get them out. And I think we all need to be voting against the people that want to take our vitamin rights away. And I thank God that the Congress and the Senate have stood up against this and have continued to veto and not allowed the passing of the legislation. But if they take our supplements away, the supplements that actually work, we're in trouble because the food supply is so adulterated with GMO foods and chemicals now and lack of nutrients that we're going to be sicker and sicker and sicker. So just pray that doesn't happen and continue to petition Congress to stop it. That is an excellent call, Sean. Thank you. Anything else to say?
What do you think of fish oil? Some people say now, says they just came out with a study that said it's not good for you, yet I have a lot of other people saying it is.
No, it is. But again, it has to be a source without the mercury, without contamination in it. And see, here's the thing with all of these things. Whenever you look at something that's been done over and over and over again, you know, I mean, there's thousands and thousands of studies showing that fluoride is toxic. And all of a sudden, one study comes out and says fluoride's healthy. What's stupid? There's thousands that say it was not. Look at aspartame. I remember years ago with 60 Minutes, they had a show on aspartame. They called it, in fact, the name of the show, it was called The Revolving Door Policy of the Food and Drug Administration. This is back when you could still get some truth out of some of the mainstream media. Or you can call them lamestream media, whatever you want to call them. And what was interesting about this is they were talking about how the manufacturers of aspartame at that time, they came up and they said, we have 100 studies saying this product is safe. And the person from 60 Minutes said, but we have hundreds of studies that you didn't pay for that said it's not safe. And the only studies that say it's safe are the ones that you paid for. And all the other ones say it causes brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation. And, of course, Donald Rumsfeld, we all know him. He was the one who got that thing finally pushed through back in the 80s. And we could do a whole show just on aspartame poisoning.
Yeah, we've done that. John in Vernal, Utah. Welcome to the program, John.
Thank you. Yes, my question was for him is I have a little boy with autism, and it's getting to be a great big outbreak here in Utah. And what I was wondering, when he gets his booster shots, they gave him 6 injections in each leg. And after that, he went into a coma for a week. And, you know, we've worked with our doctors around here and things like that, but now they have him on Adderall and things like that. And that's what I was wondering, you know, is that something we need to totally get away from? My kids have also been, we went gluten-free, and that's been a big help for them. So
the other things you can do with children who have autism, you can use the cod liver oil, the omega-3 fats. That has a tendency to really help them. In addition to that, a lot of times they have mercury toxicity, and that's been shown conclusively with hair analysis. And a lot of times you can put them on EDTA, which is a compound which helps to chelate the mercury back out of the body. There's other compounds you can use to bring mercury out. There's all kinds of things that you can do naturally to help reduce the amount of mercury in the system. Now, people are always asking me this, do immunizations cause autism? I think that there are a lot of factors that increase the risks of autism. I believe that immunizations that contain thimerosal are one of them. I also believe that the immunizations that contain squalene are one of them. So that's why I said earlier, if you're going to do immunizations on your kids, make sure your doctor, look on the vial, make sure he checks with the manufacturer that the compounds do not contain squalene and do not contain thimerosal. And that's how we look at all of these different types of immunizations. But I believe there's a reason that 1 in 50 boys now have autism in the United States, and it used to be 1 in 100,000. It's something that we're doing to the kids, George. And if you can't see that, then you're blind as a bat. It's not something that's naturally occurring, because it wasn't here until we started doing all these things to the children with all the immunizations and all the injections and all of the chemicals in the food supply. Because remember, whenever you take these types of compounds, you increase brain inflammation, and you can also decrease the body's ability to absorb vitamin A through the gut, which a lot of times that's why the cod liver oil helps to do that. I discuss this in detail in that book that's out of print right now, but we also have some information on it in the Breakthrough Health book. And we have a lot of information on ADD in that Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program at the bodybyted.com website.
Dr. Ted's website, of course, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Here is that toll-free number again for those of you who want to write it down. Here it is. 1-800-726-1834. That's 1-800-726-1834. How many people do you have there answering the phone tonight?
About four. It's not enough. They're slammed. If you get a man, we're getting the. We're just stay with us, guys. I mean, I'll be honest with you, George. You guys have got one of the most loyal listening audiences, some of the smartest people we've ever spoken to at the office, and I just congratulate the listeners from coast to coast, because you guys rock. I mean, you guys are really supporting us tonight, and you're getting the word out for us, and I appreciate you buying the book and letting us know that you care about what we're saying, and the message that we're getting out means something to you.
We had a guest once who would get maybe 100 hits on his website per week, and he came on the program and was not ready, did not tell his folks or get a bigger server, and we crashed it within 45 seconds.
Well, we increased the bandwidth a lot, and you still crashed it.
Yes, so, we did.
All right. We didn't think you'd crash it with the bandwidth that
we're
we
big,
but it's back up again.
We're coming back with you, Ted. We're going to take final phone calls in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM, and I'll tell you what's in store on our next Coast to Coast show when we come right back. Well, on our next Coast to Coast program, it's almost Friday the 13th, but not quite. Came close within a day. We're going to talk a little bit about A Glimpse of Heaven. Make sure you're part of that show. And when we come back with Dr. Ted Brewer, PhD, we'll take your final phone calls as we talk about all things healthy on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back, Ted Brewer. Ted, there are some cities that are doing away with fluoride in their water system. How do we get the rest of the country to do this?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Over in Pinellas County, over close to where I live here in Florida, a few years ago, they actually went in and got the county commissioners to vote the fluoride out of the water, because they came in and said, fluoride is a drug. We can't put water into the water supply and drug the population. And so they ended up taking it out of the water. And then what happened is there was such an anti from the dentistry department, the dentist went berserk, basically, and said, that's crazy. We've got to have fluoride, which is nonsense, because they've been so brainwashed into believing that. They went in and did a big campaign, and then when the next election occurred, they voted the county commissioners who had voted it out of the water supply, they voted them out of office, and they put county commissioners back in that immediately put the fluoride back in the water. Craziest thing I've ever seen, George. I mean, you can't force people to try to be healthy, but you've got to try to educate them so they're going to want to be healthy. And that's why, you know, in the Breakthrough Health book at the bodybyted.com website, we do that. We try to teach you and educate you. In fact, the book, we use a lot of statistics in that book that I wrote, because I want everybody to realize that I'm not making this stuff up. I'm giving you the studies. I'm giving you the names. I'm giving you the dates. I'm giving you the places because I want to garner a change in you. I want you to realize that your health is your most valuable asset, and you've got to treat it accordingly, and that's why we cover it all in the book.
What city – this is your this is a little trivia question for you.
Okay.
What city was the first to put fluoride in its water supply?
I have no idea.
Grand Rapids, Michigan, 1945.
1945, right after the war.
Yep.
Doesn't it seem odd to you that right after the war, when we went into the concentration camps and we saw all the records of Dachau and the fluoride and how it was used in the water supply in the concentration camps, that right after that, we started putting it in our water? I'm not saying it as a conspiracy. I'm just saying it just seems odd.
Well, it's strange. Look, the American Dental Association, this is their statement. We endorse fluoridation of community water supplies as safe and effective for preventing tooth decay.
Well, if you stop eating sugar, you can reduce the risk of tooth decay without having to put brain.
Yeah, and if you go to the dentist twice a year, you can do it that way, too.
Correct. You get your teeth cleaned twice a year, you don't have to worry about it either. That is absolutely correct.
But I
suggest you don't have fluoride treatment put on your water, on your teeth when you go to the dentist.
Some guy who's about 38 years old was blogging that he hasn't been to the dentist since he was 16. I don't think that's something I'd want to admit to people.
Chances are his teeth are pretty bad shape as far as cleaning anyhow.
I was on a date once, years ago, and my date, she said she hadn't been to the dentist in about 10 years. I kind of like ended the date. I got a phobia about certain stuff. I got a hang up about certain things.
Well, that's true, because reality is good dental hygiene is absolutely important, and not eating sugar is even more important for that. And, in fact, they'll tell you if you get off the sugar, you don't have to worry about cavities anyhow, and you sure don't need fluoride if you don't have to worry about cavities. My kids have never had fluoride in their mouth, and none of them have any cavities.
If you don't like animals and you don't go to the dentist, you're not going to go out with me. That's for
that's
sure.
Right.
Let's go to Daniel in Corvallis, Oregon. Welcome to the show. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, guys. So good to talk to you guys.
Thanks.
Ed, George, so good to talk to you guys. Actually, when I called in earlier, I was very, interested in the economic aspect of what you guys are talking about. And actually, what you guys were just talking about was actually very interesting to me in that. Because so insurance is so hard to get these days. It is hard to go to that dentist to get a checkup.
Well, let me tell you too about insurance with dentists. It's not very good. I mean, they don't pay a lot.
Oh, I know.
Just getting your teeth cleaned out here in Central Florida is like $125. It's gotten really overpriced.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's some. Insurance companies,
it makes a whole lot more sense to brush and floss daily and make sure you stay off of sugar. That makes a whole lot more sense.
Well, and if the dentist is not on the list of the insurance company, you're really not going to get much coverage.
Oh, and while we're speaking about dentists, this is important too. Don't let them put amalgam fillings in your mouth that contain mercury. That's really, really
important. I got all mine taken out.
And if you get them taken out, that's okay. I think it's a great idea to make sure you go to a biological dentist who knows how to take them out. But a lot of dentists now are using composites. They've gotten away from the mercury, unbelievably poisonous compound.
Oh.
If you spill it, if you're in a school and you drop a thermometer that contains mercury, they evacuate the whole school.
Oh, they do. They do. Absolutely.
And the craziest thing is they put it in your mouth and that's okay. I mean, it's not.
I broke a thermometer when I was a kid once, and I thought that wiggly piece of mercury was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Well, you know, I think all the kids that I know back in grade school played with mercury because we didn't know about the
toxicity. We didn't know about it.
No, we
exactly.
Didn't. Exactly. No, but you have to admit it's fun to play. It was fun to play with, but I hate to think what it does to kids nowadays. And of course, now they know how dangerous it is. But then again, think about it. How ridiculous is that? We know how poisonous mercury is in thermometers. You got to evacuate school, call a hazmat team, but yet they put it in our mouth, and that's supposed to be okay. It doesn't make any sense to me, George.
Next up, Candy's in Vancouver in Canada. Hi, Candy. Go ahead.
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm great.
I must say, I could have danced all night.
That's a great song, isn't it?
Remember?
From The King and I.
I'm the one with the dog trainer,
mm-hmm.
You know, that has the health food store, et cetera.
That's right.
Anyways, I just wanted to, you know, good news. Referring back to the doctor's statement about reversing Alzheimer's, my mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 18 years before she passed away, and she passed away at 97 running 4K. You know, just in very, very good shape. Unfortunately, she was killed in a hospital, but that's a whole other story. She had no symptoms. She had no disorientation. She would run circles around me, that's for sure, and she was as sharp as a tack. And it all had to do with her eating, her eating habits, the way she grew up. And, you know, I beg to differ with that one point. I do believe that we are miraculous. You know, our bodies are, we're wonderfully and marvelously made, I'll put it that way.
Well, I agree with you. I believe that we can reverse Alzheimer's, but I've got to be very careful when I make claims like that. I believe there's all kinds of natural things, including using turmeric and coconut oil and vitamin E and changing our diet and using chelation therapy and all these different things that can help reverse those types of conditions. Just I don't want to tell everybody they're going to be able to do that because not everybody's going to try to do it the correct way, and they're not going to get the kind of results that you had with your mother or that I've seen happen with other people before. So I try my best to try to taper it down rather than making a lot of claims concerning Alzheimer's, because it's such a horrible, horrible condition. But you're absolutely right, Candy. And I mean, the reality is there are natural protocols that we could do that have been shown to be effective in some cases to help reverse Alzheimer's disease. And you're absolutely correct.
Ted, do you travel much? Do you go to any events, speaking engagements?
Well, I was on the seminar circuit for many years with President Bush and Barbara Bush and Colin Powell and those guys, and you can see that at the bodybyted.com website. You see pictures of me with a bunch of those guys, and we spoke to over a million people at live seminars. But then what happened is I ended up basically realizing that I was living out of a suitcase, George, and I was always gone doing seminars. I still speak at some of the major events sometimes around the country, and I still speak at some large churches when they bring me in as far as having me teach classes for them or doing a sermon on Sunday morning. We'd talk about the natural protocols of the Bible and what the Bible says about clean and unclean foods and how to stay healthy. But the going out and being active on the seminar circuit, I'd rather just do it with radio and TV, and it's a lot less travel, and it's a lot easier on the body. Because remember, I am 58 years old, and it's not as easy as it was when I was 20 years old or 25 years old, and that's just the way age works.
Tell me about it. Yeah. Let's go next to Roy in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Roy, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Good
morning, Roy.
Thank you.
Good. I must say that Mr. George Norrie, you are the man, the myth, and the legend.
I know I'm the myth, that's for sure.
I have to say that. Okay, my question is about aspartame. I am a diabetic. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and I've been using aspartame for the past 12, 13 years. And on this show itself, I've been hearing that aspartame is bad for you. It can actually kill you. But I don't know the actual effects. I drink aspartame in my coffee on a daily basis, and I drink Diet Pepsi and Diet Coke. What does aspartame do to my body in the long run or even the short run?
Good question. What do you think, Ted?
Yes, we covered that in the first hour, but of course not everybody listened to the first hour. Aspartame has been linked to brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation. The list goes on and on and on. In one study that was done with primates, every single monkey developed grand mal epileptic seizures. In one study, it was shown that the aspartic acid component of the aspartame actually ate holes in the brains of the animals in which it was tested. What I recommend that you do, especially as an adult, that's type 1 diabetic, you can use stevia. And if you can't find stevia or you don't want to pay for the extra price of the stevia, you can use sodium saccharate if you drink enough water. I don't recommend it, but if you're going to have the pink or the yellow or the blue product to use, stay with the pink and make sure it says sodium saccharate on it. And that's okay in moderation, though I'd rather have you use stevia instead of the saccharin.
Ted, Dr. Betty Martini loves a company called Just for Sugar, which is chicory.
Okay.
From the bark of a tree.
Mm-hmm. And you know, coconut sugar now seems to be pretty good, too. And it seems like some diabetics can handle that, even type 1 and type 2. But you always need to test it, you know, with a glucometer if you're going to be using those types of products to make sure you're not spiking your own blood sugar.
Right. Roy, thank you. Nick in Roseburg, Oregon. It's your turn, Nick. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to try to keep positive. George, I own multiple senior care homes. I get to deal with the end-of-life results. Yes. I have got to deal with all the pet theories and all the things that come and go and kind of come into play. I understand the salami and don't fry it and don't burn the fats and things like that. But how the doctor has not brought up gluten from wheat, barley, and rye grains absolutely blows me away. We've tried multiple different types of diet styles. No one's going to be a vegetarian when they're 90 years of age, but we've done low glycemic and we've done low carbs and all that stuff. There was no change in anything that I could chart. I chart 100 people's medications and behaviors, and I've backed away from care, mm-hmm. and I get to just do research. Only when we put our residents on a gluten-free diet that I was able to show chartable changes in 8 weeks. And autism, you get the kids on a gluten-free diet, I'll bring you pictures. I'll show it to you. You get kids on a gluten-free diet, get them proper minerals, and they can't have any, and they'll be in high school and get them be on honor roll, assuming that they don't have any gluten. No,
you are absolutely right, and you are absolutely correct. We talk about gluten in the book. I simply neglected to mention, and we talked about the junk food, but you're absolutely correct. We should have done an entire show on gluten and how bad it is, especially when you're gluten sensitive. Thank you so much for the call.
Explain gluten for me.
Well, gluten sensitivity is something that basically a lot of people have and which it can cause all types of health problems in the body. Gluten is a compound primarily from baked goods, and it just needs to be avoided as much as possible. The allergies associated with gluten and the GMO products associated with gluten can cause all types of health problems, especially with autoimmune disorders. And he's absolutely correct about the inflammation caused by the gluten. In fact, I have a lot of friends that have gotten off of gluten products, and they have had tremendous health. The brain fog is cleared up, et cetera, et cetera. But we talk about that in the book. But there's 45 chapters in this book, and he's absolutely right. I didn't go through all 45 chapters. I'm trying not to promote the book that heavily. But gluten is something that if it bothers you and you get off of it and you see the results are dramatic. And I have seen huge results also. He's correct in children.
It's from wheat, right? It's processed from wheat and grain.
That's correct, huh?
Yeah,
and so a lot of people just simply can't handle that. And I'm not sure if it's because the wheat's been GMO changed or processed or chemically altered or the chemicals they use in extracting the wheat kernel. I don't know, George. All I know is that in a lot of cases it makes a huge difference with a lot of people who get off the gluten products. He's absolutely right.
They say 1 in 133 people are intolerant to
That's correct. That's correct. And so he is right when you see in the old folks in the nursing homes, et cetera, when they go on the gluten-free diets, he is correct. It is chartable. And the same thing with kids with autism. But again, I don't like making claims like that, saying that if you have an autistic child, you get them off of gluten, they're going to be a huge change in them. Even though there may be a huge change in them, you know, it's one of those things that doesn't happen every time.
Let's go to Lyra in California City, California. Go for it. Hi there.
Hi, Mr. George.
Hi, Lyra.
One thing you guys are forgetting with the GMOs is about the animals. I lost several cats and spent thousands of dollars on each one, and they left the vet scratching their heads. And the only symptom that came, test that came back the same was that they weren't digesting their food. So I would put this stuff on their food, which was killing them anyway. And I switched to purely holistic, no corn, no wheat, no soy, no sugar beet. I either go to the pet store and pay a little more or go to Costco. It doesn't cost that much at Costco. And I was just barely able to save Raven and Mr. Jack Lemon, who are like about 16 now. And they no more diarrhea. They started putting weight back on. They weren't constantly hungry. Just a world of difference. All the normal dry food that you buy, name brands, has all of that stuff in it, and it's just eating holes in their stomachs. And
you're absolutely right.
At this point, there's really nothing you can do about the canned food, though, which, you know, the cattle are eating the GMOs themselves. But
well, you know, it's funny you brought that up, and it's not funny as in funny, ironically, as far, well, it's not funny, haha, but it is funny as ironically.
Just a minute left, Ted, by the way.
Okay, what ends up happening is we treat our pets in many cases better, like you're doing right now, than a lot of people treat their own children. And they give their kids all of this junk on an ongoing basis. They wonder why their kids are sick all the time. And they need to realize that their kids are their responsibility to take care of them. So, again, go to the bodybyted.com website or give us a call at 1-800-726-1834 to get a copy of the Breakthrough Health book. And, George, it's been a pleasure being with you tonight. You've got an incredible audience, and I thank them all.
They're the best, Ted. I got to tell you, they're passionate. They're intelligent. They know all walks from the paranormal to the conspiracies to you name it. They are on the ball, and that's why this program continues to grow and is as large as it is. And thank you to people like you who bring us the kind of information that we need. So be well. Tell your wife hi for us, and keep doing what you do.
George, thank you so much for having me on. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to help your listeners. And I just pray that everybody listens tonight and takes something from the show and realizes that their health is the most valuable asset. And they've got to treat it accordingly.
Okay, and if you're driving around and you don't have time to remember the website, it's linked up for you under tonight's guest at coasttocoastam.com for you. Stick with us all week long. You're going to love it. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasaur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, George Knapp and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.